side one.
What's going on?
Hi, welcome to GXYZ, everybody. What's going on tonight?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Yeah.
Jason has his mask for mask voice on tonight.
I love it. It's fantastic. You sound good. Yeah, I like it. Are you guys doing okay tonight? Anything going on with you before we start the show you want to talk about? Anything special happening?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you talk about it? What's going on?
So, this past Friday, I was in a little accident.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I saw that on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I was going down I-45 here in Dallas, and I was switching lanes. I was in the center lane, and I was trying to switch lanes because I saw this tire tread that came off a semi in the road. Mm-hmm. And I was in the center lane, so I was trying. So I immediately slowed down like quite a bit so I can get around. And of course, it's Dallas. No one to let me over. So I ran. I mean, I slowed down quite a bit, but I still ran over. When I ran over it, I put scratches on the front bumper, and
it looked more than scratches. It was like your bumper got dented, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was dented too. They were able to pull out the dent and they removed the scratches. It only took them like a day to fix it.
Awesome.
Okay, so you didn't hit anybody then.
No, I didn't hit anyone, but I pulled over and I got out. Because when I hit it, it felt a lot harder than what the damage actually was. Because when I got out, before I got out, I was like, oh my God, my bumper's going to be like hanging off. Mm-hmm. And no, I got it with just some scratches and a dent. And they pulled out the dent and they removed the scratches and it's back to normal.
Well, good. Well, that's not so bad. At least it wasn't a major accident or something, right?
Yeah, thank goodness. Count your blessings.
Yay, Jason's alive. Yay.
Yay, I'm still here.
Okay, well, one of the things I want to talk about tonight was I saw an article on Queerty or something. Mm-hmm. And it was, I thought it was an interesting question. It was, if you could be straight, would you?
And yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting question. And so I wanted to know what you guys would say to that question, each of you.
You know, for me, it's not something that I really sit around and I'm like, God, I wish I could be straight. But I remember when I was coming out or like having that internal discussion with myself, you know, am I gay? Am I not? Is this the lifestyle I want to choose? You know, you're young at the time, you say choose. You know, if I could choose to be, I would be, if I was straight, I'd be obviously completely different person.
Yes.
If I was straight and I was the me I am now, I was like into Britney Spears and like worked in fashion, hell no, I would want to be gay. But, if I could choose to live a more socially acceptable lifestyle and not be feel constantly judged. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Why would you want to live a lifestyle of ridicule and torment, you know?
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Jason?
I'm the same way. When I was, you know, trying to, you know, figure out who I was and, you know, that type of thing, and there were moments where I was just like, you know, oh, am I, you know, like just like Christian said, am I straight, am I gay, that type of thing. But in certain situations, I would think that being straight would be the better way to go. Just for the simple fact, like you said, you don't have to deal with the teasing, the tormenting, the ridiculing, the, you know, the struggles of being gay. So
you would choose to be straight. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Hello? What? Oh, sorry.
Hello?
Did you ask me what I thought? Okay.
Yeah, what about you?
Well, I would disagree
So many years of knowledge on you.
Oh, yeah, so many. I would disagree with both of you. And the reason is this, is you cannot separate the fact that you're gay with who you are as a person, your personality, the career you have, the choices you make. And also, because being gay makes you, in my opinion, grow up a little faster. You have to kind of do a lot more self-examination than most people than heterosexuals do way early on. Find out who you are. And it makes you stronger in a lot of ways. And so I think, honestly, that you can't separate the two. And I would say no, because I wouldn't be who I am now. Now, if you want to look at it in a perfectly hypothetical sense, like you were saying, Christian, you know, well, you know, if I could choose to be straight and not and still be myself, then would you be straight? And I still don't know if I would be, honestly, because I seriously think, even though it is difficult, I mean, already I'm biracial, so growing up biracial and all that stuff was already difficult, so when I realized I was gay, I was like, oh, it's just another fucking thing, big fucking deal. I mean, you know, I'm already dealing with this, it's just another fucking thing. So so for me, I would still be biracial, I would still be an outcast or different in a lot of ways and perceived differently than I am, and so I think I still would be gay, because to me it's just another fucking thing to deal with. That's me. And so I disagree with both of you about that personally. I think that I would just, because I think I couldn't choose to be straight and still be who I am. I would not be, I would not be an interior designer, interior, you know, architect. I wouldn't be the things I am. And I wouldn't be, me. It just would be somebody else. So I sure as hell wouldn't be. I mean, honestly, I was always thinking, you know, if I grew up with my dad instead of my mother and I had been straight and not gay, I would be some, like, I would have like three babies, but I did three different mamas. And I say that because my dad is very different than my mom. And they're very, and not because of the race, but just because of their, like, expectations. He expects you to be like a man, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're very machismo. And so that would have been passed down to me, that whole way of thinking about women. And I'm sorry, no. And he beat up my mom. I mean, just, you know, I just would be a different person. So don't you think you would be different too? If you've been straight, the two of you?
I would hope that I would be, you know, I'm not, oh, that sounds wrong. That sounds wrong. But I mean, I'm moderately to pretty flamboyant.
Yeah.
So.
But do you think you're flamboyant because you're gay?
You know, I hate to say that a straight person should be flamboyant, because I think anybody should be themselves, but a straight person that had the personality that I have on me would probably be awkward. Face a life of heavy ridicule. We'll just put it that way.
Well, that's what I was saying. I don't even know, honestly, if being flamboyant means, is that because you're gay, or is that just because...
No, I think it means you have charisma.
Right, flair, yeah.
Flair, honey.
but really, honestly, growing up, I didn't really... have that thought.
Mm-hmm.
My thought was more of like race. I was just like, well, what would it be like if I wasn't African American?
You mean instead you were thinking about what it would be like if you were a different race rather than being gay?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was more what I was thinking of.
Right.
Growing up. I wasn't thinking of.
Well, I think the reason that is, though, is, don't you think that because, you know, your race, everyone's race is evident. It's obvious. The first thing you see, I mean, you know what I mean? It's obvious. Mm-hmm. You look at someone, you can know they're straight, but not necessarily know someone's gay. Right. And so I think that's one reason we think about that more often, I think. I don't know. Yeah, I just thought it was an interesting question. I don't know. I like the fact, I think gay people honestly have... special gifts, and I don't mean like we're like magical people, but I mean
or mentally challenged.
no, I mean we're like, there's a reason. I actually did an article years ago called The Art of Being Gay, and what that was about was the fact that there's I was exploring the reasons as to why gay men specifically seem to have a preponderance of or a predisposition towards artistic endeavors and like very good at you know, design or architecture or fashion or whatever, or cooking or whatever. Whereas heterosexual men tend to be more linear thinking about like engineering and construction or whatever, or business. And so it doesn't mean that the two can't be this, you know, one and the same, but I'm just saying that when I looked into that, it is true that gay men generally have more of a predisposition for these careers and these types of ways of being generally than heterosexuals do. And so I think that the fact that we are gay brings us a special, for whatever reason, whatever genetic disposition we have, it makes us better at those things than most people. When a girl asks for an interior designer, most of the time she wants a gay guy. When she asks for a fashion guy, she wants a gay guy. When she asks for a hairstylist, she wants a gay, you know what I mean? And those are, of course, stereotypes, and not everybody's into that's gay. But I'm just saying that I think there's something to be said about that. And I think you shouldn't want to get rid of that. I think it's a gift. So
yeah, that's actually really interesting that you say that, because this week Kanye West did an interview and he said that he felt because he wasn't gay that that's held him back with being taken seriously in the fashion community. And I think it's true. You know, if it's vice versa in the music world, if you're gay, it holds you back. But if you're gay in the fashion industry, or if you're straight in the fashion industry, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's not taken as seriously in a way, I guess you could say. You know what I mean?
They're not as revered for some reason. I don't. Yeah. And I think it is a double standard and it's unfair. But just like you said, there's a bazillion places gay guys can't be seen as equals. I mean, for God's sakes, we've got design. We've got fashion. I mean, let us theater. Have something, you know, theater. Yeah.
On a concert.
Film. I mean, come on, people. So we got to have something. But Kanye West is a moron.
Kanye.
Yeah, he's an idiot. I'm sorry. I just don't like him at all. Yeah, but whatever. Yeah. I mean, he did marry Kim Kardashian.
But I also feel like that gays and lesbians tend to mature faster.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to Kanye, I'm just like, get over it.
Yeah, like, and exactly. You know what? You're right, Jason. Look, bitch, you've got billions of dollars, and you're super fucking famous, even though you're fucking crazy, but you're fucking famous, and you're complaining, whining about, oh, they're not treating me the same as everybody else. Fuck you. So what?
Exactly. And I'm like, who would buy it anyway? Have you seen the prices that he's trying to... First of all, his clothes are like slave clothes, for one.
Oh.
And it's like, I'm like, and then second of all, who would buy that shit? Like, who would spend $3,600 on a Kanye West outfit? Not me, not ever.
Okay, I don't know what his clothing looks like, but it's if it looks like what he wears.
It looks like something out of 12 Years a Slave.
Wow.
And if you don't believe me, people, go Google the shit.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Well, anyway, Kanye is Kanye. Who the fuck cares?
He has a very defined aesthetic. I'll just say that.
That means it's ugly, but okay. So, what did you guys see? Okay, you both know what Gun Oil is, right?
Yeah, it's lube.
The brand. So, why the fact that Walmart had Gun Oil lubricant out by the guns because it was meant to lube their guns or something is fucking hilarious. And this guy posted it online, right? Did you see it?
And wait. So they had gun oil next to
gun like oil guns lubricant.
No.
Next to real guns. Real guns. Out on the shelf.
They still sell guns at Walmart?
Yeah, some of them do. Not everywhere. I don't think Texas does, but other places. Like this was Alabama or some place like that.
And this particular Walmart employee apparently couldn't read either.
Right. Yeah, and the back even says it's placed on your genitalia or some shit. I don't know. And it's,
who in the fuck did that shit?
Somebody at Walmart is so completely out of the loop in culture.
No, somebody at Walmart just doesn't.
And doesn't have a brain. Yeah.
Someone at Walmart doesn't get fucked.
That's that's the other thing. Well, it is really more of a game. I mean, that's okay. I just side note that is my lube of choice, people. So gun oil is it. Okay. Silicone, that's the best.
Wait.
Silicone is good, though. I like that and boy butter.
Oh, boy butter's good, but I prefer gun oil.
See, but you're not supposed to use silicone lube with condoms.
No, gun oil is specifically made to be safe with condoms, though. This, even the silicone one.
Yeah.
So that's why. But you're right. Generally.
I mean, I know that doesn't really apply to you because you're married, but I'm just saying.
No, well, yeah, we don't use condoms, obviously, but no. Well, but I mean, generally, even before I would use it.
Right. I didn't realize that Walmart. Excuse me. I didn't realize that Walmart carried extensive lubricant choices.
They don't.
As such.
I don't think they do. I'm just saying.
That's what I thought, too. I thought they only had, like, KY.
They do, but that's what I'm saying. They brought this in thinking it was a gun oil because they're fucking idiots.
I want to meet the person that thought that this gun oil was actually used for guns.
And the guy, it's
used for guns, all right.
The guy was reading the back of the label saying it's, you know, the one he had was the water-based one. And he's like water-soluble, water-based for your protection. He's like, yeah, that's what I want to do, put water inside my gun so it'll rust. I mean, anybody who'd read the fucking thing would know it's not meant for guns, but whatever. Fucking Walmart.
So has Walmart taken it down or removed it?
Just happened today. I just saw it today anyway. So I don't know what the reaction to it is yet. I haven't read about it.
This was in Alabama?
It was Alabama, Arkansas, one of those like podunk places. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, with it being Alabama, Arkansas, 9 times out of 10, with the type of people that live there still might be on the shelf. Just saying.
I know, but we've got some listeners who listen from Arkansas. I know, Alabama.
I'm not saying everyone. I'm just saying this may happen again.
I'm from small town Oklahoma, okay?
I know. That's not as bad as Arkansas.
Those are my people. That's not nice. Those are my people. My backwoodsers. I'm right there with
y'all.
I'm from Tennessee, damn.
Okay, well, there you go. I love me some Dolly Parton. She's from Tennessee and all that shit, so come on.
Yeah. Tennessee doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
As podunk.
Hello, do you know where Dolly Parton is from? Okay. She is from the Ozarks or whatever the fuck it's called.
That's like East Tennessee.
She grew up in like Memphis. That's a city.
She did not grow up in Memphis, you bitch.
No, I said... Jason did.
Oh, Jason.
You bitch.
No, but Tennessee is like
the capital. You're not hearing aid. Shit.
Yeah, Tennessee is like the capital of like crystal meth.
Yes, I've heard that actually. Yeah.
I just thought of like, you know, Nashville and Taylor Swift. I mean,
no, yeah, you know, there's plenty of crystal meth places. And
well, anywhere in the South, though, where there's like nothing to do, there's drugs. I mean, that's just typical.
Yeah.
That's very typical.
But a whole bunch of drugs and Amish people.
Speaking of gun oil, since we're on that topic real quick, there was a toy that I read across on this website. Actually, it was on Queerty or whatever. And it's called the Auto Blow 2. And the Auto Blow 2 is similar to a flesh jack. Do you know what a flesh jack is? Okay. But it does the work for you. So so you actually literally put this thing on, and then it actually has your dick fits in this thing, whatever. And it actually has this thing that goes up and down on your penis, and it jacks you off. And you plug it in the fucking wall, and it gets you off. And I saw this online, and there was a demonstration on this page. And it was fucking hilarious because I'm like, how fucking lazy do you have to be? You have to get a machine.
No, you could like use it while you play video games.
Exactly. That's the kind of guy that would use it. No, but I mean, I've seen videos on this too, similar. I think it's supposed to give you like the sensation of you getting sucked off.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
But I mean, hey, I mean, if they want
to
use it.
Hey, I'm not against it at all. No, no, no. I'm just saying it's just hilarious to me that you can't even be bothered to even like move your arm up and down. You have to actually get a machine to do it. But no, I think it's all good. I'm all for it. I just think it's funny. That's all. Anyway, so
have you guys seen that movie Teeth?
No, what's that?
It's like it's kind of old, like 6 or 7 years old. It's about this girl who has a vagina that has teeth in it.
Oh my god!
Yes, I feel like that thing.
And they called it like vagina dentata or something like that.
Don't you know that that is like a gay man's worst nightmare? Is a vagina with teeth.
That is any man's worst nightmare.
Because every time I think of a vagina, I think, what the fuck's in that hole? It's dark. You can't see in there. It's like wet and like a cave. And I'm like, no, I'm not going anywhere near that. No, thank you. And so teeth is scary.
That's any man's worst nightmare, really.
I guess anyone's worst nightmare. It's disgusting. Anyway, that's hilarious that they made a movie about that. That's just really funny. See, obviously someone else is thinking about this. It's not just me. Okay, yeah. So
look it up.
Okay, we'll look it up. Raven Simone. This whole thing with Raven Simone.
Oh, yes.
And the ghetto names thing. Let's talk about that, Jason.
Raven. How you never disappoint me, but yet you do. So she was on The View later part of last week, and they were talking about about people with unique names and being hired in the workplace and that type of thing.
Right.
And she pretty much said that she was discriminatory against people with unique or ghetto, quote unquote ghetto or black names. She said that she would never. She said, "I'm not about to hire you if your name is Watermelandrea."
That was horrible. That's
and
horrible.
She said, "It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to hire you." Now, here's my thing with this. I actually learned a lot of stuff. Like, this was an eye-opening experience for me because at my previous job where I did the hiring and firing and that type of thing, I was actually one of those people that if I saw a resume or it was a resume was submitted to me and it had the name was Shaquandria
Shaquita
or
Kinshasa
or, you know, Sharika, anything like that, I would automatically be like, no.
Why?
Because in my mind.
So you agree with Raven Simone?
No, I don't agree with her. No, I don't agree with her, but I'm just saying at one point I used to.
Oh, okay.
But I no longer anymore. This was, like I said, when HR would submit a resume to me,
yeah,
and it said, you know, Shaquandria, Sharika, or, you know, Kinshasa.
But you would say no.
I would automatically
cash register.
Yeah, I would automatically say no. And now I realize it was wrong.
It is.
I do this, you know, years later. Mm-hmm. But my thing was, with that type of name, and this is just something that I was ignorant about, I just immediately assumed that they were
ghetto,
the hood, ghetto, didn't have any, you know, just didn't have an education.
Right.
Which for me, you know, for someone who's me, who's African American, which is like, you know, the ultimate like thing to say wrong.
Negative
you know
thing.
What I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was just like, I was just like, no. But then later on, I realized that it's not their fault that they have that name.
Yeah.
This is something their parents want to name them.
Right.
So I later found out, I was just like, you know, I need to actually interview them or talk to them and see, you know, what the case is. Cause it just may be the simple fact that they just had a, you know, a name. And
I think that, look, I mean, as you said, the fact that they have that name is not their fault. They were given that name. However, every one of us, I don't care who you are, if you're going for a job interview or something like that, you have to put your best foot forward or whatever. And if you're aware that there's discrimination because of your name, whether it's wrong or right, I think that you should possibly use your middle name. Use your middle name or use an alternative name or something like that so you can get the job or be taken seriously. I don't think they should have to do that, but I think that in the reality is, as Raven was saying, people are discriminatory. And it's been proven. There was a 2020 episode where they did this and they had exact same resumes, exact same qualifications, education, everything. And they just changed the name. And the same place would take the person who had the non quote unquote black name and would take the white name or the more traditional American name, whatever. So obviously, if that's true and you know that, then why would you continue to go by that name? I mean, seriously, you have
But some people can't even go by their middle names because they may have a unique middle name. I mean,
but so make something up. If you're Shaquanda, say you're Shaw or you're Shay or something. Shay. I don't know. Yeah.
Not Shaw.
Okay.
So I just have to be honest. I'm always honest with you guys. I'm having a hard time understanding, and help me out, why people are so upset about this. Now, do I think that the example she used was the best example? No. But do I think she has a point, and exactly what we're kind of saying here is that we all, even if it's subconsciously, discriminate against towards ethnic types of names. It doesn't even have to be a black name. It could be an Indian name. It could be a Russian
right.
name.
Right.
It's, why are people mad that she said that?
Well, I think her choice of words was poor. And I poor. Think that that's what the problem is. And she said Wadamanalanda, whatever she said. She didn't have to say that. She could have just used a real name like Shaquanda or something like that. Yeah. But I think that's the problem personally. But also, though, I mean, I agree with her, as I just said, everything I just said. I agree with her to that extent. However, if I were personally, for me, if I were hiring someone, and I've hired people before, I had assistants in the past, and when I hired them, I ran across names like that. And I did not give a shit what their name was. I would look at the rest of the resume and I would meet with them if I thought they were qualified. Sometimes they were, sometimes they weren't. It had nothing to do with what they were, because I knew that someone named Shaquanda, whatever, just because she has a name Shaquanda doesn't mean she doesn't have education. It doesn't mean she can't do the job. It just means her parents made a poor choice in names. Because honestly, why would you name your child that when you know the way America works? You know that that child is going to be judged her entire life based on a name like that.
Exactly, and that's my problem too. I've just never understood why parents want to name their children these names, these unique names. I mean, and if you want to, that's fine. But I think most of the parents, well, I'm not going to say most, the you know, small percentage of parents that, you know, give these children unique names, I don't think they think of their future at that particular moment.
Right.
I think they just think of something that's unique and ooh, no one has a name like this, and, you know, try to change up the spelling, all that. I mean, black people
sometimes,
have been doing this for years.
Black people
have been doing this for years.
Sometimes, okay? Though, those names are based in African roots.
Well, no, that's fine. Not Watermelon Dre.
No.
No, I mean, like Kenya yeah. is an African name.
Right.
That's a beautiful name.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few African names, but not no Watermelon Dre.
Right.
But my thing is that I think the reason people got so bent out of shape is because, first of all, when you hear this name, you're going to automatically assume that it's a black girl.
And you conjure up things in your mind, too, what she looks like with big hoops and...
Yes, and exactly.
Popping her mouth, you know?
Exactly, like exactly. Yeah. So when people see this name or hear this name, they're going to immediately think it's going to be a black girl, for number one.
Yes.
And then secondly, they're going to think that, oh, with this type of name, no one's going to get a name. Because in society... Black people already look down upon as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
if you have,
this type of name,
exactly.
It's like a double, it's almost like a double whammy. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Give your kid a fucking leg up.
Exactly. So it's almost like, you know, you don't want to give this person, you know, a job because of their name. Which, but honestly, if this happens in everyday, it happens now.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I've heard of people being turned away because their name was, you know, Andrea. I mean, not Andrea, but
well, the thing is, it's not
Sharika or Shanika or something like that. It's
you it's know, not it's, fair. It's not fair, and they're going to have a harder time of getting making it in the corporate world or something. But look at Obama, for God's sakes. Obama has a weird name, and yeah. I think that I mean, he's fucking president of the United States of America, and he made it all the way up to to the president. So I think it's not like it's a hindrance for sure, but and it's an obstacle to overcome. But it doesn't mean it has to keep you from achieving anything, in my opinion.
Yeah, anyway. and also I want to add, there's a girl that did a poem online. It's in a video, and she was talking about the unique names and that type of thing. I'm going to have to find it and post it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
But it was one of those things where she had a really, really good point, and it was just like, just because my name is, just because my last name ends with Ika or Andra or Andrea or something like that, it was also saying something like, no one wants to, no one wants to have a person to operate on them if their doctor ends with, Andre, Ika, or,
that. But that's what I'm saying. It's people equate it to intelligence levels and things like that. And it has nothing to do with that. It's just a fucking name. But the final thing I want to say about it is basically, your name matters. It does matter. Exactly. In society, it matters.
When my parents named me, my parents named me and my sister, she purposely gave us a name because she says she did not want us to be judged when going out looking for a job.
Right. And that's smart. Good for her.
So
that's what she should have done.
Did me and my sister like that. I mean,
I got my dad's name, and I hate my father, but oh well. It is what it is. But I love my name, so whatever. okay, let's talk about American Horror Story real quick. What did you think about that, Christian?
I really liked it. It was a bit of a slow start.
It was. But when it got fast, it got fast.
Oh, it went up fast. I really liked it. I have my theories about it. I liked Gaga's character. However, do we know what her authority is?
In terms of the hotel?
Yeah.
No. I think she's just a resident and she's ruled the roost for a long time. And now these other people are coming to buy it. And, she put that kid in the room and all that shit. And I don't know. I don't think she has any authority other than the fact that she's ruled the roost for and she's like a fucking monster. But other than
That's what I thought. I just, I was just fighting with some queens about it. And I just wanted to just get a second opinion.
Well, I got to say that I enjoyed it thoroughly because, my Hollywood crush is Matt Bomer. And got to see his ass and got to see him having a four-way and having sex and getting out of the bathtub.
Did it bother anybody that every single male character in the show looks exactly the same?
What do you mean?
Those white men with the dark features. I was like, wait,
and blue
is this
eyes.
Matt Bomer or is this the detective? Is this the detective or is this a new buyer? I can't tell. All look the same.
Christian has a point. They all look the same.
Well, that's because Ryan Murphy has a certain type. He has a type.
No, he did say that in an interview that these are like his. He type. Did it for a reason because these are like his sexual types or whatever.
Well,
whatever.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Point of I come from the theater world and I need some
variety.
Variety.
Yes.
I was like, so confused.
Well, and I agree.
Especially for me because I don't really know the actors that
right,
well.
Right. 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 No, I agree. I mean, I think that the diversity is important, and I mean, I think honestly, when you have a diverse cast, it's more realistic, and when you have everyone looking the same, and so much so that Christian can't tell them apart, that's pretty bad. But
yeah, it's like when people say like all Asian people look the same.
No, they don't. Black
well,
people don't
that,
look the same
but I'm
either.
All of those actors look the exact same to me.
It's just funny to me.
I'm white.
I know. That's what's so funny to me. No, I knew all the actors because I watched every year, and all of them have been on. Not all of them, but most of them have been on there before. And of course, Matt Bomer had been on there before as well too. So I know him. But I didn't have that issue. But I can see how someone could.
I've watched them all too, but
So Michael Jackson's son's part of a new reality show.
Wait.
You want to talk some more about it?
Degrade the show.
Oh, let's talk about it. Okay, go ahead.
Recommend it? Would you watch it again? Like, is it your favorite so far? Like, do you like aesthetics of it? Do you have any questions?
Yes.
I have my theories. Like,
I've watched every single season of American Horror Story, even if I didn't like it or not. I watched it till the very end. And I'll do the same with this. But I like the premise so far. I don't really get what's going on completely, obviously, but that's how it's supposed to be.
As far as what?
Well, I mean, I don't understand why the detective's moving in there. He moved in there, and now is he going to get killed or go to room 64? her? I mean, what's he going to do? What's going to happen to him living there? Is he going to become one of the vampires or whatever the fuck they are? Are they vampires? Are they just bloodsuckers trying to stay young? What the fuck are they? I mean, what about what's her face? I like the fact at the end we found out what happened with, what's her name? Kathy Bates' character and her son and all that stuff. So is Matt Bomer dead and they're all ghosts or what?
Sarah Paulson is a ghost for sure.
Yeah.
Because one of the themes that stays true throughout all of the seasons is that once you die, you stay and you kind of haunt.
Mm-hmm. True.
You die, right? So, I think that Gaga's character was a vampirous type of character, or like you said, she's dying slowly, but she's not kind of like a typical vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And she saved him so that him and his mother could be together, right?
That's what I thought happened, yeah.
Right. But Sarah Paulson is a ghost, which is why she, in the whole episode, never communicates with any of alive characters.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And the scene where you think she does, where the guy's doing the meth in the room.
Matt Bomer.
No.
Oh, you mean the first guy that gets fucked with the stick, or I mean the fucking spike. Yeah. Yeah.
What that is a metaphor. She's representing more so of the real world, the pleasure of drug use, right?
That's how she sees it. Yeah, he's the next, right. The dark side. Yeah,
and he, the guy that's raping him, is representing the evil side of drug use. Mm. So every time that somebody does drugs or is dying from drugs or whatever it may be, in this hotel, you're surrounded by the metaphor in your mind of both the good and the evil of what the actions that you're taking. Those are those characters. I've got that solid.
Jason, did you watch the show or not?
I watched bits and pieces of it.
Did you watch the beginning where the guy got raped by the spike?
No.
Oh my God. I could not watch that, y'all. I could not watch. I had to turn my fucking head. That was like a gay man's worst nightmare. Oh my God. That was horrible. I'm just saying it was horrific. I mean,
and then how there was no blood or anything.
Exactly. I was like, why is there no blood? I guess he's not really, he didn't really get fucked. Or the guy's a ghost or something. What is that?
No, it's a metaphor.
Well, this is not real. But my question is, does that fucking spike guy exist or is he a ghost?
He's not a ghost. He's in your mind. He's a
metaphor. Oh, so you're saying he's all in your mind. Okay. He's in your mind.
Yeah, it's a metaphor for the evil of like the drug use.
Yeah, I get it. I just didn't know if you meant he was like a ghost or whatever, but okay, I get it. I gotcha.
He kind of looks like a pot sticker.
He does. He does. A really, really unattractive, uncooked one.
No, in that scene at the very beginning with those like Swedish European girls when they like cut open the bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl, no, honey, Mary, you are in danger.
We were like, we would be getting the fuck out of this hotel the second she put us in that fucking room. Sorry, no.
See, but I might, you know, they were pinch of pennies. I don't know. I might have stuck.
No. First of all, I wouldn't have stayed in that hotel anyway, but yeah, that's the other thing. But no, I'd rather stay on the street than that hotel, obviously. But anyway, I like it. I think it's a good show. I think, but it was very, very gory, very bloody. And
very sexy.
Very, very sensual and sexual and erotic. Yeah, it was a good show. I like it. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's episode. So, okay, you done with your little American Horror Story thing now?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I wanted to hear the grades.
Yeah. I think it's good. I'm going to plan and continue watching it. Michael Jackson's son's having a new reality show. What's that about real quick? What's that?
Yeah, so I read up on this yesterday. Mm-hmm. His 13-year-old son, Blanket.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about him. Also known as Michael Jackson Jr. Yeah. A.K.A. Blanket, mm-hmm. like I said. They're going to be on a new reality show called The Jacksons Next Generation.
Oh, I saw that.
It's on Lifetime.
I saw the preview.
But I didn't know about this until just
recently.
And pretty much it's just him and his cousins on a reality show.
Now I have a question for you about them.
That type of thing.
The Jacksons are all mixed up, right? Like racially all mixed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, there's some white people there. There's some black people there. There's some like Asian looking people there.
There's one boy on there that's really handsome.
Yeah, he had eyes too, I think. Really good eyes, I think, if that's what I'm thinking of. But yeah. I thought they're a really pretty family, and I thought I just didn't know that they were all so mixed, intermixed and everything like that. I didn't notice that. I mean, Jenny Jackson, I guess she's her dad. What's his name? Joe Jackson?
Yeah.
He's biracial, right? He must be, or something, or just a little, I don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a song that Janet Jackson sings on her album Feedback. She says, "My Asian persuasion," and the girls love my Asian persuasion, things like that. So it's like there's something like they're like East Indian partially or something like that. I'm just dissecting it because I think they're really pretty and good looking, and I just want to know what the fuck they are. So anyway, that's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, everyone is on here except for Paris. She's not on here, and it's probably a good thing that she's not.
She's really pretty and sweet, she seems, but I heard she's kind of a handful, isn't she?
Yeah, she is a diva from what I have heard, allegedly.
Now, did they get all their dad's money?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I'm just still trying to figure out why did they name these kids with these once again, unique names.
Paris is a fine name. I've heard of Paris before. Paris Hilton, hello.
But no, not that.
I mean, oh, I'm, Blanket.
I'm like the other ones, like Your Majesty, Jafar.
Ooh, somebody is feedback. Feedback. I don't know if that's me. Okay, hello. You there?
Yes.
What? Yeah.
Okay, let me mute myself. It's not me. When are you, Kristen? Mute yourself. It's Christian. Kristen, it's you. Let's. Okay. Anyway, he'll come back in a second. Go ahead, Jason.
Okay, I was like, okay. No, but I was just saying, with just those names like Jafar and Your Majesty, and I'm like, look, unique names once again. But I guess the thing about that is that they have money, so I guess to them, they don't have to
worry about working.
Yeah, they're Jacksons.
Yeah, so I guess...
I don't know. I just think it's, I don't know. Unique names are fine. But I mean, like, do you think Your Majesty or Your Highness, whatever the fuck his name is any worse? Or do you think Apple is any worse than that because it sounds more normal?
They're both equally bad.
Okay. Okay. All right. I was just curious what
don't name your child Apple, peach, pear, broccoli.
Can you imagine a kid named Broccoli? Come here, Broccoli. Broccoli.
I even don't like the name Portia. I don't know. It's something...
Yeah, it's kind of
Portia, Alexis.
It's stripperish.
Yeah,
it's very stripperish.
Well, I know those are more like not as unique. Like Chloe, I don't like Chloe. Sounds like a porn star name. I don't like.
Or what about So Unique?
Is that a name?
Is that really a name?
Oh my god! Seriously,
So Unique.
Wow. No.
The name is So Unique. Is So Unique.
What's there was a singer unique? In the '90s. There was a singer in the '90s called Sonique. S-O-N-I-Q.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
But I mean, no. I mean, but just to let you know, this show comes on Lifetime's Fridays at 10 p.m. If you're interested in watching, I'll watch it just to see what it's all about. If I'm bored, I'll never watch it again.
Do you feel like that's tarnishing the legacy? Like, I don't understand these whole reality shows.
The Jacksons
are like, huge icons.
The Jacksons have always been fame whores.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
I don't think I don't think it's tarnishing the legacy. I mean, it's apparently mainly a whole bunch of cousins, I mean, family members going on a trip. I mean,
yeah, they're not trying to do the Braxton thing.
I mean, mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, Love and Hip Hop type shit. You know what I mean? now if they had that type of thing going on, I'd be like, yeah, like, no. You are definitely tarnishing your family's name with that bullshit. But no, it's just general, like more like the Braxtons type of thing. Yeah. It's no Love and Hip Hop, it's no Housewives type
thing. I won't be watching it, sorry. I'm just not interested.
Yeah,
I've never been fascinated by the Jacksons. A lot of people really are. I've never been one of those people who just wants to know what's going on behind the closed doors.
I'm not either, but I guess I'm just curious. But I'll watch one episode just to see what it's all about.
Let us know what it's like,
and then I'll give you guys a preview.
A review.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Playboy is no longer running nude photos. What's that about, Christian?
Yeah, so today it came out in the news that Playboy announced they will no longer be running new photos of Playboy bunnies or any celebrities.
What the fuck's the point then?
Low-key sad because I always enjoyed the December issue when some hungry D-list fame whore gets naked for $300,000 or whatever. Yeah, so they're not doing it anymore. But, you know, people have always said that, you know, guys, I only read it for the articles.
Well, there you go.
So now they got your articles, boo. No, I just think it's never really been a porno type of magazine. And if you want that, you know, it's as easy as going online and just pulling it up. You know what I mean? Sure. So I think they're trying to keep up with the Joneses, reinvent themselves in their own way. So,
but is that going to apply to their website too?
Who knows? I'm assuming their whole brand.
Then that just doesn't make any sense to me. How can you have be Playboy and not run any kind of scandalous pictures, whatever? Yeah. Okay, Bill Cosby's 27 accusers share their story on Dateline NBC. When is that happening, Jason?
Oh, Lord.
That already happened?
I don't think it's happened yet.
So you think that's a bad thing or what? What's the deal?
No, it's just, I'm just tired of hearing about it. It's like they keep dragging this out. And there are 27 women. They range from ages 46 to 80.
Well, that's because he's so old, but yeah.
Well, I mean, I know that, but it's like, I'm done hearing about it. Like, we know that he allegedly done this and that type of thing. And I know they want to share their stories, but I'm like, I feel like, why are you sharing this? Like, what are you telling us that we already don't know?
Well, maybe they will. In Dateline, that's if they're real journalists, they'll get to the bottom of it. But Dateline's really kind of a trashiest kind of show.
Well, supposedly, according to the article, it looks like they've already aired this special. So I don't know when it was, but it just popped up. And
I don't care about Bill Cosby anymore.
I don't care about Bill Cosby. Well, okay. I like his legacy as far as him helping colleges and, you know, minority type university. But as far as this situation, I don't care about him on that. Right. I don't care about these 27 women. I mean, I don't want to listen to some 80-year-old bitch talking about how 50 fucking years ago, how Bill Cosby took advantage of her. I don't give a fuck. Sorry.
But the thing is, you have to realize that, I mean, obviously, he was a huge, huge star, and a huge cultural icon, and of course they're going to talk about it, especially when 20s, actually it's been 40-something have actually accused him, not just, or 51 or something, not just 27. I mean, 27 may be on the show, but there's like 50-something have accused him. And so that's a big deal, and so that's why it's a big deal. I agree, I'm sorry this happened to you, and, you know, I hope that you get justice, but I don't really need to hear any more about it. I'm like, whatever. I'm sorry this happened to you, but let's move on.
Exactly. And
let's just like, put Bill Cosby in jail or something.
I'm just done.
But I'm done with it too. Now, I don't know who this is because I'm old, as you know. Who the fuck is Rita Ora? And she wants to make a remake of Lady Marmalade.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Who is Rita Ora? Quit trying to make Rita Ora a thing. No disrespect. I'm just saying. So Rita Ora, over the weekend, either in an interview she tweeted on social media, I don't know, no one cares, that she was trying to put together a remake of Lady Marmalade with her, Charlie XCX, and Iggy Azalea.
No, ma'am.
Now, of course, no, ma'am. The internet was set ablaze when this was popping up in the news, and everyone started to come for Iggy, as they do. And Iggy basically tweeted something along the lines of, I have nothing to do with this. I don't want to have anything to do with this. So please direct your comments to Rita. Which I think is like low-key shady and funny at the same time. But I understand if somebody says something about you and then you get attacked for it, it's kind of like, hello, I didn't say it.
Right,
like,
right.
And if we were going to do a Lady Marmalade remake, it would be like Beyonce, Nicki Minaj.
Exactly.
Theory, like, it would not be Rita Ora, Charlie XCX, and Iggy Azalea.
Because I seriously just don't even know who they are, so I'm sorry. I know Iggy Azalea is, of course, but I don't know who Rita Ora is.
Iggy.
Charlie XCX, I can name
that. Who is that?
I can name a single song of hers.
Let's not be rude. Let's not be rude.
But who is that?
I'm just saying.
Boom, clap. Boom, clap the sound of my heart.
I don't.
Well, I like the sound of that little hook there, but I don't know the song. Sorry.
You guys know Charlie XCX. She's saying boom, clap.
I know she is.
She sings the Fancy with Iggy Azalea. She sings the chorus.
Oh, she does?
No. I know who she is. I just can't name a single song of hers.
Oh, just hers individually. Song. Oh, okay.
Boom, clap. That was a huge song. It was like a number one song for like 8 weeks. Her album is incredible.
My Sirius XM in my car is permanently on the 90s channel, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
And then the only song I know by, I don't know
anything Rita Ora.
That Black Widow or whatever it's called. For the longest, I thought she was saying the black little baby in the song. So turns out that it's not. She was saying black widow, and I was like, "Well, I guess I fucked up the whole song."
Oh gosh, I love I love when people do that and change
lyrics.
That's
what I thought she was saying. I thought she was saying like a black little baby. I'm like, what the fuck?
I didn't even know the song, but it's just fucking funny. I don't know why. It just like cracks me up.
Just listen to a clip. Just listen to the chorus whenever you have time, and it sounds like she's saying like a black little.
Wait,
baby.
What song is it again?
It's called Black Widow.
Black Widow by Rita Ora.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I will check it out after the show.
Rita Ora has never had an American solo hit. They keep trying to make it happen. They got her up in Times Square. They got the billboard, but it's not happening.
And
or if you want to make a clip of it right now, you could just to hear
well,
it.
Well, while you talk about this Florida woman, real quick, I'll look it up. This Florida woman drunk driving and
okay. So listen up, all you Periscope users.
That would be me,
Donovan. Yeah.
Yes.
So there was a woman in Lakeland, Florida. Everything happens in Florida. I don't understand why. She went out with some friends drinking, having a night out on the town, just like anybody else does on a Saturday. So after she gets drinks, she has a few drinks, and she starts, you know, feeling herself. She's feeling herself. And then she decides that she wants to get in her car and drive. Mm-hmm. And to make matters worse, she periscopes this entire thing.
Cute.
On video. She's like, well, I'm going to try to see if I can get a DUI tonight.
Are you kidding?
It's yeah, she has video. It's online.
Did she get caught?
She gets in a car and she's periscoping live and people are watching her. Most people are telling her not to drive. And two people that were actually watching her actually called 911 to report her that she was driving drunk. So she's holding her phone with one hand, driving with the other hand, and talking, and she's flipping the phone around with the, you know, so she show people that she's driving or whatever. And yes. She says, I'm so drunk, and, you know, I am so, I'm like, bitch, you are fucking incriminating yourself. Do you hear yourself? And I'm sure when you go to court, they're going to use this shit against you. She was like, well, I'm going to try to see if I can get a ticket
so
tonight.
She did get a DUI?
She got a DUI. She was arrested for DUI.
And then they found her phone or and looked on it or she posted this or what? It was posted on Periscope.
The reason they were able to find her because she was periscoping live and when the people called in to report her, one of the younger police officers had a phone, got on Periscope, and they watched and they used landmarks to get to her where she was.
That is fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. I know it's not so wrong to drive drunk. Okay. But the fucking woman's
that's fucking what she idiot. She did, and the police chief said, he said one of our younger police officers because he admitted he was like, I've never heard of Periscope. He said one of our younger police officers got on Periscope. I guess he has an account with Periscope, or whatever. Got online, went onto the live stream to watch her, and they went in the when she was flipping the camera around, you know, with intersection.
They could see
stuff,
where she's going. Yeah.
They were trying to see where she was going, and they tracked her down that way. By the time they got to her, she had a flat tire because she hit a curb, and she was still driving.
Okay,
in her little Toyota Camry. I mean, no, Toyota Corolla. Excuse me.
You know, first of all, do not drive drunk. It's wrong. Don't do it. But that's just fucking hilarious. I'm sorry. That's just funny. I'm sorry. That's so funny. She's a fucking idiot. She really is.
Years old, you can go online and
watch it.
It's if you just Google it, it'll pop up.
Florida woman periscoping while drunk driving, or what?
Yeah,
what
do I, okay. Yeah, just type that in. Just typed in woman driving drunk while periscoping.
Okay, I'll look it up after the show for sure.
And yeah, and when they found her, she already had a flat tire. and then here's the messed up part about the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Hold on, I just lost sound. Hold on.
Hear you. You just
technical
can't hear
difficulty.
Us.
Hold on a moment.
Well, we can hear him.
That just like makes my stomach turn. You know,
it's so wrong.
It's funny. Like I get it.
It is funny, but it's wrong. Yeah.
It's just
people. Okay, I'm back.
And you know, people who get DUIs and stuff, they often get like warning after warning after warning after warning before they're actually put away, which I think is wrong too. I mean, this bitch needs to go away for a long time.
So here's the thing. So then here's the fucked up part about it. She's already incriminated herself saying that she's drunk. Why did they give her a field sobriety test?
They had to prove it.
I mean, I guess, but I'm like,
they have to prove it.
She's already said that she's drunk. She's hit a curb. She's ran a red light.
Well, for the legally, she had to see how far over the legal limit she is and all that kind of stuff to get for the court and all that stuff. That's why, I'm sure. But that's hilarious. That's a hilarious story. I'm definitely gonna watch it after the show. Real quick, here's a little clip of that song, real quick.
Listen to it closely.
Is that it?
You got it. No, keep going. It's your one.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Hey.
Listen closely.
Right here.
See? You're totally right. I would have thought the same.
Like she's saying whittle.
Black whittle baby.
A black whittle baby. You and know, I just said, oh my God, I said black adoptions are going to go up 500% tomorrow.
That is hilarious. Oh my God. I actually like that song, by the way.
People are going to go out and adopt a black child tomorrow.
Black little baby. Oh, my God. That's a good song.
If that actually happened, I guess we could thank Rita.
Yeah, that'd be thank you, Rita.
I'd be like, well, thank you for, you know, helping out, you know, black children. So, you know, I guess we could say thank you to that.
My God, that's funny. Okay, before we go, one more thing. We can talk about Ray J real quick.
Oh, my God. Do we need to? We're out of time.
You want to talk about it, so there he is. He's engaged.
We've spoke about Love and Hip Hop Hollywood on the show before for all our ratchet listeners.
Yes.
But if you follow the show, you definitely know Ray J, Princess, and Tia Marie's roller coaster of drama. Now, Princess and Ray J have constant up and downs with one another. Last season, he threw her in a pool. Mm. Then over the summer break, like, she went to jail for him, and then he let her go to jail, so now she's mad about that. And in the latest episode, she, like, threw a drink at him, blah, blah, blah. It's an up-and-down thing. Well, they've announced that they are engaged.
That is such a toxic relationship.
Jerry Springer shit.
Do you think this is real, or do you think it's for the show?
Both.
It's for the show.
It's probably both.
I take it back. I have to agree with Dom. It's probably both.
Yeah, I think it's both. I mean, they want to ramp up the drama, blah blah blah. But they really are going to get married.
But here's my thing. But Tierra Marie keeps coming back, and I'm like, I'm like, girl, is the dick that good for you to keep cock blocking like that? Like, is the dick that out of control?
You know what it's like to be dick whipped. It's not hard to get out from under that. So you find a good dick, it's hard to let it go. Anyway,
but that's just like the same thing for our ratchet listeners with Nia and Soulja Boy and this girl named Nas. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, y'all are fighting over Soulja Boy. Out of all the men, because first of all, I don't find Soulja Boy attractive whatsoever. Okay, mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, y'all is really fighting over this motherfucker. Like, and yeah, really, Soulja Boy?
On the side. And his girlfriend, what's her name? Mia.
Mm-hmm.
Nia.
What's her name? Mia. Literally, Soulja Boy could have three girls and get in his bed, and me and still be like, he love me. He love me, though. I'm like, girl. And you know her dad. Her dad was, like, in Blackstreet, right?
Yeah, Teddy Riley.
Girl.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm just like, really? And then she kills when she's a confessional talking. So me and Soulja Boy. She always talks with, like, a lisp. Yeah. So me and Soulja Boy. I just don't have time for this. She sounds like fucking Sylvester the Cat. You know, I want this bitch to say suffering succotash. I want her to say that. I just wanted this bitch to say suffering succotash.
Oh my God, you cracked like, crack me up, my God. Y'all are fucking funny.
She's so quick to throw hands too. I'm like, oh, and you I'm are perfect.
But Christian, think about it. They fighting over Soulja Boy?
No, I get it. But the girl with red hair, I understand where she's coming from because he said, you know, you want to be with me, da 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 da, but then you run and you tell your girlfriend something different. So now she wants to fight me all the time. But as soon as you look at these text messages,
No, I, you know,
it's a different story. But then you're gonna be like, I believe you saw your boy. I know you was just saying those just to be nice. Bullshit. Get out of here.
No, I agree with her. I mean, I do understand where the girl's coming from, but it's like, I'm not.
It's called codependence.
Soulja Boy looks like he needs desperately to take a hot shower and rinse off all that ink on his arm. He just looks dirty to me. And I'm like,
yeah. Because Soulja Boy be like, we out here, we finna record the new video, and homegirl wrote up. And then it cuts to him and like somebody with like a fucking iPhone, like recorded it. He's the like, video? That's the music video. On a
and here's the funniest thing about Ray J. Somebody on my Facebook page said, Ray J is the only musician that I know that always comes out with a song that nobody ever hears of. I said, that is so true. I'm like, he always
comes with that. Mario comes out with the song, goes like blows up. Ray J, everyone's like, oh.
Exactly. Because Ray J is always talking about how you're doing this music video for an album. And I'm like, we never hear your music.
Because nobody plays it.
I'm thinking to myself, ain't nobody checking for Ray J. The only person as far as music they're checking for is Omarion. That's it. Because Omarion actually has good music.
I love Omarion.
And then this whole thing between Milan and
girl, we ain't even gonna go there. We are not even gonna go there.
Yeah. See, we need to have a 2-hour show to discuss this type of stuff.
Well, we can have a 2-hour show whenever y'all want. Just let me know. Okay.
No, but I personally love and Hip Hop. It's
guilty. No, I'm gonna have to watch it now because I know what the fuck you're talking about.
But you have to watch it from the beginning. If you watch it now, you're not
going
to
No, I'm going to watch it. What channel is it on? I'll watch it on Apple TV.
It's on
TV. VH1. Okay, I watched it on Apple TV and from the beginning. And how many seasons is it, though?
This is season 2.
Okay, yeah, I can watch that then.
2. I'm second season right now, yeah.
Wait, Love and Hip Hop, Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop, Hollywood.
Hollywood.
It's online on VH1.com.
Yeah, because they have Atlanta. They have New York, Atlanta, and Hollywood.
Okay, well, I'll watch it and try to so I can be in the loop.
Okay. I like watching Black Ink Crew, too, so we have to talk. We'll talk about it another time.
But. Oh, by the way, just before we go, Atlanta is coming back next week for The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes, I saw the preview, and I was like, oh, my God.
I can't wait. And all the bitches are back, most of them, except Nene. So that's good. And plus, Kim Fields will be on the show, which is cool. And yes. Sheree is back as well.
Here's my thing. I'm going to be quick with this, okay. And I know we got to go. Okay, Kim Fields is going to be on the show, and when I heard her first occurring on the show, I was like, this is not going to be good. Because I have such high hopes and respect for Kim Fields.
Yeah.
I really hope she doesn't get on there and do some shit where I'm just like, bitch.
She seemed pretty...
I was really rooting for you, and now you're disappointing me.
She seemed pretty solid, you know, stable from what I can see from the show. So hopefully she is, but she's going to bring some kind. She's got to bring some kind of drama, so... Yeah, we gotta wait for that.
It's like, oh my God. But then, they showed the preview. I want to know who the fuck with the girl that was passed out on the floor. Have y'all seen the preview?
Yes, I don't know who that was.
I want to know who that is because then somebody said, what's wrong with her? And I was like, damn, who the fuck was that?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk about it next week for sure. It comes on Sunday, right? I think it's Sunday. So we should be able to talk about Tuesday.
I thought it starts November.
Oh, I said next week, I thought. October or something.
Oh, I could be wrong. I thought it started November 8th.
Well, we may or may not be right, y'all, so just check your local listings anyway. We're going to go. So you can find me, more about me, at offlimitshow.com. Be sure to go gayxyz.com. Check out all of us on the Gay XYZ Show, which we're listening to right now. And Christian, you can find out about at?
ChristianAlexanderFashion.com or Instagram, Twitter, at Christian Creighton.
And Jason?
You can follow me on Twitter, which is Jason B Life, which is Jason_B_Life. Or you can just follow me in my black Toyota Camry that's recently been fixed. Well, you might have been able to spot me when it had the dent, but it's not there anymore. But you can follow me that way, too. But don't stalk me because I ain't got time for that shit.
Okay. We'll be back next week, y'all. Thanks for listening and good night.
Bye.
Holla.